Now, back to Boston Blackie. Because she had to find Blackie to help her recover the stolen Rockwell diamond, Lee Moray, George Atwater's fiancée, had Faraday arrest Blackie. But Blackie escaped, returned to New York, and started the search for the stolen stone. He located it in, of all places, George Atwater's safe. Just then, however, Faraday appeared. Blackie made an effort to escape, but was captured. As we return to our story, Faraday has Blackie in jail.
Well, how do you like ourselves, Blackie? Air conditioning between the bars and everything. Comfortable enough for you?
Sure, this one's wonderful, Faraday. I wish you'd tried sleeping on that mattress they have in here. I gave up in the middle of the night and slept on the stone floor. It was softer. Hey, Faraday, how about a couple of pillows?
Oh, poor Blackie. Too bad I didn't hear you. I've suddenly gotten very deaf. Isn't that awful?
You've suddenly gotten very deaf, and you've always been very dumb.
Very funny, Blackie.
Yes, I know. New gag writer.
Yeah, last one have to go back to kindergarten?
Yes, they told me how much all the other children miss you since you stopped going, Faraday.
Skip it, Blackie. Where's the Rockwell diamond?
Rockwell diamond? What's that?
Listen, Blackie. You had that diamond in your hand when we broke in. Atwater saw it there. Now, where is it now?
You listen, Faraday. You're going to have to let me out of here in a couple of hours. You haven't got a thing to hold me here.
No? Breaking into the Atwater house?
I broke out of the house, not into it. See if that's a crime, Inspector.
You opened the safe in the library and stole the Rockwell diamond. How about that?
You sure I did? Did that safe look forced? Did you find the diamond on me?
No, no, and no. But, Blackie, I'm telling you this man to man. We've got a case against you. But young Atwater screaming about his diamond. Says you had it one minute, and we grabbed you the next minute, so it can't be missing. Only it is. All right. You tell us where you hid it, and I'll get him to drop all charges. Now, how's that, Blackie?
I don't know.
You must have it fast. Now, look. Give me your word of honor to bring it back to me today, and I'll let you out. Your word's always been good with me, Blackie. Now, come on. Well, don't you want to get out of jail?
I don't know now. It's kind of a nice jail, you know. Air conditioning between the bars.
Blackie, be a good guy, huh?
Okay, Faraday. As a favor to you, I'll come out. And you'll have your diamond back 2 hours after I leave here. But I'm not to be bothered during that time by the cops, understand?
Bothered? You'll be protected. Thanks a million, Blackie.
That's all right, Faraday. I'll get plenty of satisfaction every time I remember you begging me to get out of jail.
Hello?
Miss Murray, this is Blackie. Can you talk?
Yes, of course. Nobody's here.
Did I get the diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and no, Miss Murray. Nobody ever stole it from your apartment.
What?
Atwater says he took it with him when he left you the other night.
Oh, that's impossible. He didn't. Why, I know he didn't. I even looked at it after he left.
Miss Murray, will you meet me by the shrubbery alongside the library window at the Atwater house in exactly half an hour?
All right. But what are we going to do?
We're going to rob a safe, Miss Murray, with police protection.
Why not, Blackie?
Because nobody knows I put the diamond back in it when the police pounded on the door. And it was only slammed shut by a young Atwater.
Oh.
Well, here's the safe. There, see, it was open. And here's the box that holds the Rockwell diamond. Put your flashlight on it and we'll take a quick look.
All right, there. What? The box is empty.
Uh-huh. Atwater must have seen me put it back and grabbed it. But why is he telling the police that I have it?
And see that I'm not disturbed.
Yes. Quick, put out that flash and get back of these curtains. Hurry.
All right.
7, 6, 9.
Blackie, what are you doing?
Shh, I'm counting the clicks on the dial. 7, 3, 4.
George Atwater. I got your message, but why did you call me here after I... I don't care about that. You have to expect it to be hot for a while. And look, remember this. I'm with you in that crooked roulette wheel of yours. Yes, yes, if I hear of anybody who wants to buy it, I'll let you know. Goodbye.
I understand everything now, Miss Murray. But I've got to find the man Atwater just called.
But how can you? He didn't mention any name.
No, but I counted the clicks as he was dialing that number. If my ears haven't let me down, I can call that number, too. Anyhow, I'm going to try.
You think that man has a Rockwell diamond?
Yes, I think so. But you don't have to worry about it from now on. You won't be blamed because it was missing from your apartment.
But, Blackie, you're in a mess now, aren't you?
Kind of. I promised Faraday he'd have his diamond back in 2 hours. And I can't keep that promise. I can't keep my word. But I guarantee whoever has that diamond won't keep that either. Faraday won't listen to me, Shorty. He's got every cop in town looking for me. I've got to work extra fast now.
Well, gee, Blackie, if there's anything I can do...
Hold it, Shorty.
Yeah.
I'm trying that number George Atwater called. Atwater told me to call you.
Yeah? Who is it?
I've got cash I'd like to trade in for some you got. Atwater says no.
Atwater says, huh? Okay, I'm in a rooming house. 632 West 100th Street. First door on the right as you come in. Get here fast and we'll talk business.
Okay. Goodbye.
It worked, Blackie.
I don't know. It was a little too easy. Come on, Shorty. We're going up there and get Faraday his diamond, unless his dragnet gets me first.
Hey, Blackie, duck. Duck down the doorway.
Okay. What is it, Shorty?
A prowl car. Just coming this way. Gee, I never saw so many cops as we passed on the way up here.
Never mind, Shorty. Stay flat out against this door until it's time for what I told you to do.
Yeah, okay, Blackie. Blackie, who really stole the Rockwell diamond, huh?
Nobody stole it, Shorty. Atwater left the stone at Lee Murray's apartment and then returned later that night and lifted it so that Miss Murray could report it stolen to the police.
Oh. But, boss, why did Atwater want the dame to report the diamond stolen?
So he wouldn't be involved.
Oh.
This guy I called up, the one who lives in this building, had something on Atwater and wanted the diamond at his price for clamming up. Atwater had to get it for him, see?
Yeah. You mean he stashed it in his own safe until he could reach it and turn it over to him. Only you took it out of his safe before he could do it. But when you slipped it back in, he grabbed it first.
Right. I thought it was pretty cute when I put the diamond back in the safe, but Atwater must have seen me. Well, wish me luck, Shorty. And don't forget what I told you to do.
Okay, boss.
So long.
Yeah, who is it?
I called you a little while ago. Open up.
Okay.
Duke Walton. Put that gun down, Duke. You and I can make a deal.
You think so? Blackie, you're not as cute as you thought. I called Atwater back and found your call was a phony. Too bad. Too bad for you. I've got to get rid of you.
Wait a minute, Duke. There's something
I'm going to wait a couple of minutes, Blackie. Some friends of mine are coming over with a car to take you for a little ride. Now, sit on that chair. Put your arms behind your back. Go on. I ain't the patient type.
Okay, Duke. How's that?
That's better. Now I'm going to tie you up nice and pretty.
Hey, Duke. Duke, look under the door. That's smoke.
Where? Hey, that's right. Well, that makes things even easier. This joint's a fire trap. I'll scram out of here and leave you tied up.
Fire! Fire! The whole building's on fire! Get out of there!
That does it. So long, Blackie. Me and the Rockwell Diamond are getting out of here nice and safe, which is more than I can say for you.
Wait a minute, Duke. I've got a proposition.
Sure, but I got a date. I'm going to lock you in here.
Oh, you do? What are you going to use for a key? Take a look at that door. It's locked.
Well, I'm going to open it right now. Where'd that key go?
I've got it, Duke, right here. I locked the door and removed the key when I had my back to the door after you got the drop on me.
Well, give it to me. We'll both be burned to death.
Sure, Duke. Here it is. Catch.
Don't throw it. Ah, now where'd it go? Down here someplace. I heard it.
and I'll help you look. And look what I found.
You
missed me, sucker.
I'll get you for this, Blackie. Hey! You're breaking my wrist.
Drop that gun. Okay. Okay, now where's the diamond?
Never mind the diamond, Blackie. The fire. We'll both be trapped in here.
There's no fire, sucker. My pal Shorty burned some papers in the hall and paneled on the door.
What?
Now, give her that diamond. You have it on you. You said you were leaving with it.
I ain't got it, Blackie. When I find your phone call was the plan, I give it to a guy to hold for me.
You're lying, Duke. I'm going to search you. Turn around with your back to me and keep your hands in the air.
Okay, but I tell you, I ain't got it on.
We'll see. Right here. Mm-hmm. Huh. You're pretty cute, Duke.
Glad to see my baby pictures.
I'll bet. Listen, you heel. Heel? That reminds me. It's the one place I didn't look. Take off your shoes, Duke. Come on, take them off.
Okay, you win, Blackie. The ice is in my right shoe. There's a slide in the heel. The diamond's inside.
That's being sensible, Duke. I'll just take the diamond out of the little slot. And at the same time, pull myself and Inspector Faraday out of a great big hole. Well, Faraday, this must be a bargain day. You've got your diamond, and I've got you thanking me for solving another case.
What have I got to thank you for, Blanky? Miss Murray had come to me with a problem in the first place.
You'd still be in the first place wondering how to get from there to the second place.
All right, so you found the diamond. If I admit that, will you be happy?
Oh, I've been here for 2 hours, Faraday.
Yeah? Why?
2 hours ago, Mary Wesley phoned to say that she was back in town. I'm taking her to dinner.
Well, why not invite me, too?
You, Faraday? Well, you don't need any dinner. You kept saying I was guilty in the Lee Murray case. And I made you eat those words. Mm-hmm.